This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. World Health Organization issued a report that coffee helps protect against two forms of cancer, and there is no evidence of adverse effects. Partisan divide has widened. For the first time since at least 1992, the majority of Democrats and Republicans say they view the opposing party very unfavorably. The Pew Research Center found this in their report. At the same time, around half of the members of either party said their opponents stirred feelings of fear and anger in them. Britain has voted 52% to 48% to leave the European Union. China says it will replace school running tracks made of industrial waste that have sickened children. Hinds County, Mississippi, where State Capitol Jackson is located, reached a landmark agreement with the Justice Department to reduce mass incarceration, offer alternatives to jail, reentry services, and prohibition of some jail sentences for failure to pay court-ordered fines and fees. Bank of America settled an SEC inquiry for $415 million of allowing its Merrill Lynch subsidiary to use billions of dollars of client money daily for its own trades, thereby risking the money. VW, nearing a $10 billion civil settlement, the largest in auto industry's history, to compensate owners for lying about pollution and emissions cheating. The EEOC reached its first ever settlement in a Title VII case about sexual orientation. Pallet companies agreed to pay a former employee nearly $200,000 and donate $20,000 to the Human Rights Campaign. The suit alleged that a supervisor made comments about an employee's sexual orientation and appearance and fired her after she reported him to a harassment tip line. 48-0 vote, the Chicago City Council passed a landmark ordinance guaranteeing workers the opportunity to take time off when they or their loved ones get sick. The law will benefit about 460,000 workers, 42% of the city's private sector workforce, who currently lack paid sick leave, with over three-quarters in low-wage jobs earning under $20,000 per year. Much of the work was led by Arise Chicago. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.